I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 6th. A young Quincy man is charged with waving a machete around outside of a Quincy Center restaurant late Saturday night. Police say 19-year-old Eon Kelly became agitated at the Royal Hot Pot restaurant on the Parkingway at around 11 p.m. Saturday. Kelly allegedly went to his truck and retrieved a machete and began waving it at people in the parking lot. The restaurant owner pulled out a gun that he's licensed to carry, and Kelly reportedly fled. Police later caught up with Kelly at his Liberty Street home, where he answered the door holding a kitchen knife. Kelly was arrested without incident and faces multiple charges of assault in Quincy District Court. There were no injuries. The Wollaston Lutheran Church on Hancock Street in Quincy wants to tear down their existing church and put up a new one. Ward 5 Councilor Chuck Phelan will hold a virtual community meeting about that plan this coming Thursday at 7 p.m. on Zoom. Phelan says he wants to hold the community meeting before the church files plans with the city. Church is also home to the Wollaston Community Center. Firefighters were battling a house fire in Randolph this morning. Crews responding to a reported fire on Warren Street at about 3:30 a.m. found flames and smoke coming from a home. There were no reported injuries, and the cause is still under investigation. Governor Baker and Boston Mayor Michelle Wu are closely watching developments with the Omicron coronavirus variant, a day after state health officials confirmed the variant's presence in the Commonwealth. Both Baker and Wu attended holiday events in Boston on Sunday. Neither the governor nor the mayor said whether any new COVID-19 mandates could be put in place or expanded as a result of the Omicron variant being detected in Massachusetts. Both of them, however, say they are working to increase COVID-19 testing and the number of vaccination sites. Baker and Wu both said that there is currently no shortage of COVID-19 vaccines or booster shots. The governor also said his office has been reaching out to community partners in an effort to find more places to hold vaccination clinics across the state. The governor is weighing a $4 billion spending bill shipped to his desk last week by lawmakers. The bill directs money from the state's portion of the American Rescue Plan Act and fiscal year 2021 surplus funds to help with the state's ongoing economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. Supporters of the legislation say it targets investments in communities disproportionately harmed by the pandemic. The bill also helps workers and businesses while also spending on areas like housing, health care, mental and behavioral health, climate preparedness, education, and workforce development, according to lawmakers. Baker, a Republican, has been pressing the Democratic-controlled House and Senate for months to send him legislation to begin putting some of the federal rescue plan dollars to work immediately. Earlier this year, lawmakers opted to transfer the state's $4.8 billion allocation into a separate fund. The legislation then held a series of public hearings before deciding how best to spend the billions. The bill is now on the governor's desk. City officials plan to resume removing the homeless who are living in the area in Boston known as Mass and Cass. Mayor Michelle Wu plans to relocate those living in tents to the area to housing sites across the city. Mass and Cass has become the epicenter of the opioid crisis in Boston. The removal of tents was paused when Wu took office. Her goal now is to clear the area by the end of the month. She said her team is working around the clock to find them a safe, warm place to live with access to treatment. The ACLU had filed a lawsuit trying to stop the city from cleaning up the homeless encampment, but a judge denied that request. Middle and high school students in Massachusetts would learn about the history of genocide and human rights issues under a bill signed into law by the governor last week. The bill requires middle schools and high schools in the state to include instruction on the history of genocide. The legislation comes as incidents of hate and anti-Semitism are on the rise across the country, with several incidents reported in Massachusetts over the past year. Massachusetts has not required education on the Holocaust or other genocides as part of its classroom curriculum. Lawmakers renewed the push for mandating education about the history of genocide earlier this year after a Duxbury High School football coach was fired following reports that the team used anti-Semitic language, including a mention of Auschwitz on its field playing calls. The bill would create a genocide education trust fund to support the development of teaching materials and to provide professional development training for educators. The legislation would also require school districts to annually file a description of their lesson plan and programs to educate students about genocide with the Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. According to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum, as many as 17 states require Holocaust education as part of their secondary school curriculum. Well, the memory of Martin Richards, the youngest victim of the 2013 Boston Marathon bombing, was very strong Saturday in the Boston Landing neighborhood of the city. That's where hundreds of runners made a 5-mile trek, raised some money, and tried to stay warm. It was the fourth annual MR8K, which draws its name and inspiration from Richard, an 8-year-old from Dorchester who was killed on Boylston Street during the bombing. The 8K has become the primary fundraiser for the Martin Richard Foundation, which promotes sportsmanship, inclusion, and justice. Paul Venito of Braintree, who made headlines for pushing the same beverage cart from Boston to New York for the 20th anniversary of 9/11 to honoring fellow flight attendants killed on that infamous day, was there. And he was quick to marvel at the legacy of the young boy. The registration fees from roughly 1,000 runners will help fund community groups that encourage young people to learn, grow, and lead, which is a mission that has become the Richard family's life work. Saturday's run was a 5-mile loop that began and ended at Boston Landing in the shadow of the Bruins practice area and New Balance headquarters. Both are sponsors of the Martin Richard Foundation. A dead humpback whale recently washed up on the shores of Cape Cod. The International Fund for Animal Welfare says they received a report from the Center of Coastal Studies about a dead humpback last week in Provincetown Harbor. The whale was identified as a sub-adult humpback at about 30 feet long. A team of 6 IFOS staff did an autopsy and determined the cause of death was chronic entanglement, meaning it got caught in fishing gear. There was also no food found in the whale's stomach. The carcass was left on the beach to decompose naturally. Check of business news. Stocks opened the day in negative territory. Dow down 59. NASDAQ dropped 295, and the S&P dropped 38. Shares are also lower in Asia. The dollar rose, the euro's down, oil at $67 a barrel. Sports, Patriots and Bills in Buffalo. Monday Night Football tonight at 8:15. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, we will have a wind and rain. It'll be rather mild, too. Showers in the morning, then a break, and then more showers and some gusty winds later on today into tonight. The high today, 60 degrees. Tonight will be very windy, and temperatures will fall into the upper 30s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, a high 41 degrees. Maybe some afternoon snow showers. Wednesday, high of 37. Thursday, partly cloudy, high 38. For the boater, waves 2 to 3 feet. Winds out of the south, a gust of 35 knots. High tide at 12:25 p.m. Sunrise at 6:58, set at 4:11. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, December 6th.